That's all I've got for the moment. What I want to do now is introduce to you the Story Songs set. Ernie Hill, you haven't met him. He's one of the most personable, kind, peace-loving humans that you'll meet. He's also extremely creative, and he understands something about the songwriting method that's unique and fun to share and fun to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to enjoying this. He'll introduce everybody else. Enjoy yourselves at the songwriting workshop with Ernie Hill.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming out. We're really, really tickled to have y'all here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking. I want to thank David Bellavia, our MC, for covering all the bases because they're so important to make this thing work. And we all love each other. We see the same faces every year, and the new ones came with you. We said, bring someone you love, and you did. And we're very happy about that. So, Story Songs, what we're going to do here, we're each going to play an original song, and we're going to talk a little bit about the process. You know, maybe what sparked our creativity. I'm pushing 62. I've looked at songwriting all my life, never from a commercial standpoint. And when you hear what I do, you'll see why. But, you know, I do it because I love it. But I've discovered, as old Wild Bill would say from Eureka Springs, that there ain't no rules. There are no wrong answers. You know, follow your muse. That's why we're here, right? Okay. Dave mentioned toilets. And I have a very close to toilets. I've known quite a few in my life. And our friends, the Match Sellers, Julie Bates, Andrew Morris, they did a. And beside Andrew, we have Mr. Bill Poss from Effingham, Illinois. And we have Dylan Hoff from all over the galaxy. He currently resides in Eureka Springs. Dylan is backing up his lovely wife, Elena, who is our songwriter today. Yeah. So yesterday on the main stage, Julie and Andrew performed with their alter ego band, the Match Sellers Blue Grastronauts, and they were doing cosmic stuff. And I'm all into that because, you know, I don't think we're from this planet. You know, most of us, anyway, we don't act like we are, or do we? This is a song about space toilets, and this is for you two.
That's why you invited us here, all right.
Yeah, the what got their attention was we're going to step one foot into the lunatic fringe and and maybe pull the other one back out and maybe switch. We can dance. Some lunatic dancing. But several years ago, there were issues about toilets in space. Serious issues because there's no gravity. So you know what you're up against possibly, right? Stuff floats. And so this is a goofy song I wrote about that based on it. I just felt it needed to be said now because someday we'll probably be doing this.